Hey y'all, it's Fat People Magic. You asked for whatever this is, so buckle up, Buttercup. Put your headphones in because I'm probably gonna cuss. And before we kick this shit show off, please know that I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychologist or spiritual guru or any kind of person with alphabet soup on my name. Didn't finish college and I don't plan to. I'm just me. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't. These are my opinions based on my lived experience, insomniatic deep dives, and personal gnosis. First things first, before we get into this week's topic, I want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody that took the time to listen to the podcast last week. I appreciate y'all sharing it with your friends, shouting me out on the socials, or DMing me directly. A lot of folks said it helped them realize things about themselves or that they learned something. That's what I recorded it for, plus y'all asked me to. I don't know if all the episodes will be as helpful as that one was or as helpful as I hope this one might be. I hope so. Even if it's just a laugh at the absurd shit that I say, I appreciate y'all a whole lot. Your kindness brought a tear to my dusty old tear ducts, and that don't happen very often to a woman that's tough as nails and strong as hell. I also want to say an extra special thank you to my members that have already subscribed to the podcast and the website. I reckon I gotta keep doing this shit since y'all paid for it. Y'all go check out your little section I made for you, because there's early stuff in there just for y'all. Now, back to what we came here for. This episode's about decision fatigue and the invincibility of mental labor, and I'm going to talk to y'all about how I handle it with a soft structure method that I melded together off of bits and bobs from the internet and a helpful session with my therapist. The irony is, this week almost wiped me the fuck out, man. Work's been kicking my ass. It's been big project after big project, and I already admitted that I'm a workaholic. And I love my job, and I'm good at it somehow. I try to get it all done without guilting myself into a shame hole when I just can't finish it all. That can be real fucking hard sometimes. But I want to put a little disclaimer here before I get too far in. The point of this topic is not to be misandric, and I'm not pointing fingers at gender roles. There's mamas, default parents, the oldest child, the single person with no backup, the type A partner. All those folks tend to fall into the trap of carrying the mental loads no matter what's between their legs. And for those of you that are good at maintaining balance with your partners, families, and friends, y'all get a gold fucking star. Because not everybody's able or knows how to. So this episode might not be for you, but you can send it to somebody that would get some use out of it and needs to hear it. You might be wondering, what is decision fatigue? It's one of the parts of mental labor, and it can manifest physically in our energy levels if we neglect our mental hygiene too much. I've definitely been guilty of that shit in the past. And I didn't hear this term until a few years ago, but it's the planning, the remembering, the anticipating, the scheduling, the processing of all those choices that nobody else wants to make or think about. But somebody's got to do it. And it usually falls on one person. But here's an example. If I pick up a broom and I sweep the floor, you can walk in the room and see that the dirt's gone, but you didn't see me sit there on Bezos's website and sift through 30 reviews and 10 pages of price comparisons in 6 different languages to see which broom it was that I picked. You might see me bring home a carload of groceries, but you didn't see me at 1 a.m. after a long day at work agonizing over nutrition labels and meal plans to pick which foods to buy for my picky kid. You might hear me talk about my new doctor, but you didn't see me speak to all my friends about who they like or research each potential candidate's specialties. You don't see me searching through my pantry to check my ingredients to see if I'm going to make my mama's recipe for biscuits for my nannies. Meanwhile, I'm getting flashbacks of sitting in the kitchen with both of them at different points in my life. You just get to see the results and eat them biscuits, but not the work that went into choosing which one to cook. Now, all these choices lead up to decision fatigue if there's nobody to help with them or you have to make too many decisions all at once. I'm an excellent delegator these days, and as much of a perfectionist as I know I can be and the want to get it right all the time, I can pass things off to those that I can depend on. Even delegating takes mental labor, though, and I just know deep down that I can't do it all by myself anymore. I'm a manager at my job, and I'm not the head honcho, but I do try to help her as much as I can, and I still delegate, and I make business decisions in some areas and share what knowledge I got so that folks higher up can be more informed and make the decisions that they got to make. Every choice or course of action is a decision at its core, and it has to be made by somebody to keep things going and flowing. And after making all these fucking decisions all day and laying out all these plans every day for everybody between work and friends and my kid and myself too, the last thing I want to do is clock out and make even more decisions about what to eat. That's minor shit. And I talk about this a little bit in my blog for the week where I share a couple of my go-to recipes when I'm too tired to shake out a whole four-course spread for supper. I'll pick for the kid every time because that's my baby and he gets priority no matter how tired I am, but I do still communicate why it's air fried chicken and salad again. But luckily for me, he don't care. I don't want to pick which book to read, and I don't want to pick what clothes I'll wear tomorrow, and I don't want to pick what game I'll wind down with. I don't want to pick which social media platform I should check first, though we all know it's probably going to be Instagram. But you get my point. All of it piles up real fast and it gets very overwhelming so often and nobody sees it. We're making choices constantly, either for work or for family. And that well runs empty so fast. And as I mentioned before, people don't always know how to communicate that they're running on fumes. And this mental labor is often invisible and heavy, like I mentioned, and it's one of the reasons Barbara ain't getting her fucking cake this week. We don't see it until we open our mouths and talk about it. And I've been mentally tired and I've been physically tired, but being mentally tired knocks my big ass off my feet in an entirely different way than being physically tired does. It sinks down into my soul and it rattles my bones, and when I'm too run down, it will manifest as physical pain. I've gotten so locked up from the depression of carrying the load that I couldn't move my chicken wing arms because of the muscles pressing on my nerves. I walked around broken out in hives like I had chicken pox because the stress of caring it just got to be too damn much and I didn't know how to ask for help. Usually nobody notices that it doesn't get done until something goes wrong. An appointment gets put off too long and the illnesses get worse or the things ain't bought for the house or on time so mayonnaise runs out and can't nobody eat no sandwiches until somebody notices. Bathroom trash gets skipped because mama didn't put it on the chore list. All of these are tiny cogs in the larger wheel of life, and somebody's got to do them. And for most of you that know you do these things and take care of all this shit, you know it's very rarely seen, talked about, appreciated, or credited. And that shit just wears on you, man. You find yourself asking, why the hell am I so tired I didn't do anything today? But you did. And not only did you not get credit from anybody else, you didn't give credit to yourself or acknowledge your own efforts. We're about to stop that shit. But don't worry, because I'm going to tell you what I do. And for some damn reason, all y'all seem to listen to me. I reckon it's the Leo vibes or something, or maybe it's the accent. Who fucking knows? The first time I ever heard about anything close to this was from a girl named Haley Honeyman on YouTube. She created the Honeyman method, and I'll link her video down in the show notes so y'all can go and watch it if you want to. Instead of basing her work off of her energy level, she made three set routines based on the levels. Now, like her, I'm ADHD as fuck, and like me, because I know myself, if I try and shove myself into any kind of exact routine, even if it's as loose as a hooker's scooter, I ain't gonna stick to it. So I modified it for me, and this is my Fat People Magic version that I call Soft Structure. I created a printable planner to show y'all what it looks like, and it's in the show notes and on my website. And there's a template, too, so you can edit it in Canva and do it digitally if you want to. You can modify it however it's going to serve you best, but I'd appreciate it if you link whoever you share it with back to my website or shout me out on the socials. I made this for y'all because learning a new piece of software like Notion or Obsidian, which are what I use, can be daunting for new folks. And this puts down the foundations of the structure in an easy-to-consume way so y'all can get started. I let my therapist look at it first just to make sure it might make sense for other people, and she liked it so much she's going to give it to folks at her office. Which means I got to take all the cuss words out of it. For her, at least. But in this method, I started a high level overview of all the shit that I have to do. And then I break it down from there and I leave some room to flex and reschedule as I need. Some days I'm the golden child and some days I'm a bedrotten swamp demon whose only capabilities are making sure my child is as happy as he can be fed and schooled. On a day when I have the brain power, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I dump out all the shit that I know I'm going to have to do for the week on a piece of paper or in a list in an app. If it has a specific day or an appointed time, that's noted and I set an alarm if it's important. They say an elephant never forgets, but my big ass sure does. And once I'm done getting it all out on paper, quote unquote, I can see it and start separating. At this point, if you wanted to use this to show off your invisible labor to some partner that don't pay no attention to what the fuck you got going on, go for it. But being busy ain't a badge of honor, but this list is helpful to show what you need to do and it can be used as an icebreaker to ask for help. But listen to me now, y'all. Be kind about it. Some people don't do well with shit like this and they'll think that you're trying to confront them and point fingers. Try and stay away from folks that's got the emotional quotient of a potato, but if you can't help it, just be gentle. Ain't nobody got time for that shit, and we talked about that last week. Now, once I got my big ass list and I start separating it, I look at what days I might be the most tired and which ones I might have more energy. These are the energy level estimates. If it's after the deadline of a long ass project, I know I'm going to be drained as hell and I ain't going to want to do a bunch of shit. If I'm on my rag and hemorrhaging like a stuck hog, probably ain't going to get much done except becoming best friends with my heating pad and eating on a bar of dark chocolate. And time like that requires kindness for myself and empathy and understanding, not shame and guilt because I'm not the superwoman I've painted myself to be in my fucked up brain. I know I do my best deep cleaning on Sundays when I've gotten a bit of rest from Saturdays, so that usually goes on that day. And I try not to put too much on myself on Sundays, but I just have more energy then and I do take advantage of it, but I try to set limits from myself. We're aiming not to suck ourselves dry like we're trying to get our light bill paid from the corner, if you catch my drift. And I do believe in a day of rest, even though I'm an occultist, but some of my friends might be side-eyeing me in their heads, but y'all kiss my ass, and I love you dearly. Appointments are usually early in the week because I haven't been beaten down too badly by the to-do list yet, and I have my list of all these things I've put on them throughout the week as balanced as I can. I start looking through it and wondering why the hell I didn't finish college so I could hire a maid while I assign tasks, choices, and plans to their special time blocks. This is a good time to start delegating, like I mentioned earlier. And I'm not strict about exact hours or things when things have to happen, usually. There's no, oh, this has got to happen at 8 a.m. and then this has got to happen at 9:30 a.m. I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Because I know being rigid about it ain't going to work for me, and I don't want to deal with the guilt and the shame when I'm late showing up for myself. So I just put it in its time block. It's more flexible if it's a block of time rather than an hourly commitment. And I also know myself well enough to know that you're not going to get shit out of me before 11 a.m. You're lucky if I'm even fully caffeinated and wholly medicated by then. I don't make any appointments until after lunch because I'm honest with myself about who I am as a person, and a ray of morning sunshine just ain't it. A key part of this method is that we have to be realistic about who we are, not optimistic about the brand new bitch we're trying to be when all this shit's done. Being honest with ourselves sets us up for success, not disappointment in ourselves. And if we hit those goals, we get momentum to keep moving forward and getting shit done. Knowing that I'm not good at mornings means the easier things get put here. For you, maybe it's nighttime because you're too tired after the day, so you'd want to put the simpler things then. I know I shine in the afternoon and I get my best work done then. Project sprints and heavy cleaning and running errands and all that shit usually happens for me then. If I know I got plenty of spoons and I'm going to have to go out in public and deal with folks, I'm going to put that shit in the afternoon because they're going to want to small talk me to death about the weather or Alabama football. Roll Tide. My night block is where I start to wrap things up and begin to wind down. I might still have some brain power left and I'll finish up loose ends for work and give my reports or whatever the hell I have to do before I cook dinner. And then my late night block is my me time. It's a smaller block, but we still shove as much rest and relaxation in that bitch as we can. If a game I want to play has got a new season to start, and I'll write it down. during the late night blocks where I often do my grocery shopping, but I try not to do leisure shopping during this time as much as possible because my ability to make good choices are lower. That's another thing that you have to consider so you don't get stuck in that impulse trap. But I've at least got a loose list in my app about groceries, and I've done it enough. It's okay for me to do it then. And I make sure I check it again during the day when I order on Fridays. And a lot of shit gets deleted out and edited during that final once over because late night me can be a snackish bitch sometimes. I try not to be like that because of my weight loss efforts. I'm going to have to get new comedy material if I ever get skinny, bless my heart, because I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say to make y'all laugh then. This gives me my softly structured week, and I can move things if I got low energy days that I wasn't expecting. In the planner I made for y'all, there's a block on the daily sheet specifically for stuff that needs to be pushed to some other day. And make sure you're going through these lists that you check your items off on for another dopamine push to keep you going. And I know even planning this shit out is decision inducing, and it is mental labor, but if we do it on those higher energy days like I talked about, you'll be prepared for the lower days that might come. And you've left space for yourself, so it's not a bunch of hustle up to get it all done. Now that you got your big brain dump list sectioned out into the week and time blocked into the days, when the day shows up, if you ain't got the energy, you just move it to one where you think you may. Taking a day of rest will hopefully give you a little extra in the coming days to finish up what you had to move. If you don't rest, your body's going to make you do it, and I had to learn that the hard way. But each day you check your energy levels, and I've talked a couple times about tapping into your body and seeing what you're feeling and where you're at. Do you feel good? Know you can succeed in knocking the list out? That's a high energy day. Do you feel normal, but you don't want to go too hard? That's going to be a medium or mid energy day. Or if you're like me and you get insomnia and only pull 3 hours of sleep while fighting heartburn until 6 o'clock in the morning while saying, not today, Satan, that's going to be a low energy day. And we don't panic because we planned accordingly. The soft structure and the time blocks come in handy at times like this. I might feel like shit in the morning, but if I get some food and exercise in, I may be able to recover today rather than tomorrow, and I can take care of more. Always try to be flexible. Just keep rebalancing through the week and make sure that your must-do priorities get taken care of, because like with boundaries, this ain't a get-out-of-jail-free card to not get our shit done. We're still adults. At least I hope y'all are, because I definitely mark this shit as 18+ because my damn mouth. But when I'm honest each day about what I know I can achieve, I'm much kinder to myself when I need a break. You get over the difficulty of these admissions more easily with this method. At least I did. Continuing to mark things off and keeping your flow going is important to keep you from crashing out from overwhelmed by trying to do it all at once. You can swallow your pride and ask for help from those folks that you know you can. And if you still don't got that tribe built, give yourself the grace that you deserve while doing what you can. We're looking for progress here, not perfection. And that has been one of the hardest fucking lessons that I have ever had to learn. The most hard lesson is that I can't expect the me out of other people. But we'll bitch about that shit some other time. All these levels are going to ebb and flow, especially if you're dealing with chronic conditions or hell, just life in general. You never know what's going to happen from one day to the next, and we can't always be hyper-vigilant, even though us traumatized bitches do try. Give yourself credit for the efforts that you put in and the labor that you do, mental and physical, even if nobody else sees it but you. Take those small wins where you can get them, because they can be few and far in between, even if it's just getting out of bed and washing your ass in the sink. I talked about that on TikTok recently. Summer's here, y'all, and I need y'all folks to bathe and use the good deodorant now. Anyway, the other things you can do to make sure you don't go too hard is use the Pomodoro method of work 20 minutes and chill for 10 minutes. I modified mine so that if I get in a flow state and I want to keep going past my 20 minutes, I'll work till I feel like I can't. And then I sit my big ass down for 20 minutes. I set alarms for this on my phone to keep me from going overboard. My friends will reach out and remind me that they haven't heard me talk about my special interests like planners or psychology in 3 hours, so I probably need to sit down and take a break. But making decisions in advance, like what's for supper or what to wear, helps keep you from burning up those few brain cells you got that are still trying to keep on trucking. Use a body double if you got a spicy brain like me, and it don't have to be another person. You can put on a podcast like this one, or an audio book, or a self-help book, or a video to play in the background, something where somebody's talking. I use them to habit stack and micro learn, which I'll talk about at some other point, I'm sure, because I'm me. Or sometimes I'll put on a Twitch stream to support streamer friends that I like. But if you chip away at it a little bit at a time rather than try and suffer through an uphill mountain with no legs and high expectations, you'll see more success because it makes things so much easier. I want y'all to try some of these techniques. Go through the PDF that I've got attached down here. It's also got a template on Canva. And write your shit out for the week. Just try it one time. And I want you to share it with me or whoever else so we can all help each other. And if this shit don't sound realistic for you, do like I always say. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't. You can always try again tomorrow. And if you feel like you didn't get it all done today, that's all right. And if you love this episode, share it with your friends and tag me on the socials like I keep telling y'all to do. And if you want early access to hear more of this shit faster, I've got membership tiers on my website, fatpeoplemagic.com, and I post random ass shit and snarky ass merch on there. The memberships are cheaper and lower carb than a combo meal, and it helps me out a lot. You get a bunch of special shit and hear me talk sooner than everybody else does. And sometimes I'll just DM y'all directly and be like, hey, thanks for the money. I appreciate y'all. Get your shit to you next week. But thanks again to those of y'all that have already signed up and putting the faith into me to get this shit done. And I appreciate everybody else just for being here, listening and sharing and giving feedback. It means a lot, like I said. And I'm on all the socials like I keep telling y'all. So follow me there to keep up with the show and my crazy ass jokes. In the next episode, I'll be talking about reward systems and how to bribe yourself to get all these damn lists done. At least I think that's what it'll be about. I might get a wild hair up my ass to talk about something else. Who fucking knows? You'll just have to come back and find out. In the meantime, if you want to suggest content topics, drop something in the comments on Spotify, in my DMs, or in the form on the About section of my website. But I'll see y'all next week. Y'all be good. Talk to you.